Today FM. Now, are you an exorcist? Maybe you are and you just never knew. Well, people are looking for you. They're the Irish Ghost Hunters. They are a team of paranormal investigators from across the country, and they say they have never had so many inquiries and calls asking them to go to people's houses and venues to remove and explain some strange occurrences. Fintan Cullen is from the Irish Ghost Hunters. How are you, Fintan?
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. It's Dermot here. Delighted to chat to you. What kind of things are you investigating?
Well, we invest everything from poltergeists, any activity that takes place in offices, factories, homes. And Ireland has always been a place where there's been lots of activity, but I believe it comes down to the individuals, individual bad and negative energy that people create themselves.
And what kind of stuff have you seen? I mean, obviously, we've seen the poltergeist films over the years and films like them where stuff is flying around. Have you actually witnessed anything, or is it all happening when you're not there?
Well, personally with me, I have witnessed stuff because, like, I believe I've got the ability to sense things, in more particular dread. If there's something bad that's going to happen, I would feel that well in advance. I pick up things very, very easily. The rest of the guys in the group are predominantly paranormal investigators from a scientific point of view. So with all the equipment they're measuring for things, a lot of the stuff can be easily explained why things happen.
Mentioned you witnessed stuff. What stuff have you seen?
Well, I've been with different people and different groups throughout the years. I believe that certain people are more susceptible to it than others. I've seen people possessed. In the majority of the time, it's lurking energy. It's negative energy. And sometimes, you know, I mean, I'll give you an example. We did a house that I remember early this year in Sligo. And the people in the house were getting dreadful vibes, terrors, night terrors, hearing noises. And we went there we don't look into the history of anything that's going on, because I think that's unfair and it's easy to make up something when you know the information. But we went there and there was a family, in particular with a young teenager in the house, that was being dreadfully kept awake at night, all kinds of noises, rumbling, feeling sick. And it boiled down to the fact that the house was built on an area known as the Hangman's Area in Sligo. The house is built in a cul-de-sac, and that this residual effect from the hangman himself was actually affecting the entire family.
And have you seen things flying across the room?
Not really flying across the room, because it takes an awful lot of energy to do that. But, you know, there's a lot more things can happen than stuff flying across the room. Like, you can be made feel violently sick. You can be your body can be entered through your spine, the bottom of your spine, with negative energies. And Ireland's a place for that, because I'm not liked for being honest, but Irish people, they're very hard to trust. I think a lot of Irish people say things don't mean half of what they say. I trust very few people, and I'm not liked for that. But that's just the way, you know, you've asked me a question, so I'm going to answer it for you. I think if you've got a negative person, you're going to get negative stuff around them.
You mentioned scientific methods. What kind of science is involved?
Right, well, for that, you're better off talking to Shay Carey. But there's lots of things that can cause noises and can cause fluctuations in a room and can cause people to feel sick or ill. Electricity is one of the big factors. If a place isn't wired properly, it can make the people in the house feel very, very sick. It can make them feel very, very paranoid. So you get a lot of that in people's homes. With stuff like that, we've got to rule out stuff like people being mentally ill. So if we go and do an investigation, we have to first of all find out that they suffer from any mental illness, because some people think that stuff's going on when it's not going on at all.
And so do you spend a lot of your time actually disproving paranormal activity rather than investigating supposed ghosts?
Yeah, well, you say the word supposed ghosts there. You know, when we go into a premises, There's a lot goes on to it before we go there, investigating the people more so than the premises. When we get to a place, the scientific thing is ruled out very easily, but what you can't rule out is any paranormal feeling or any feeling of negative energy. That's something that I would pick up. So whether I would be with the team or not, I can pick that up from a person or a building.
And so why are you looking for an exorcist now?
Well, I don't know whether you're aware, but the increase in, I think it's probably more down to the internet, more so than, to use the word, the increase. There's lots of stuff being reported now more than ever before. Like I say, I think we live in a country where people are not normally truthful towards each other. And like I say, I believe there's a lot of badness in Irish people. And I really mean that. We're different.
It's a bit unfair based on, you know, people who are want to get their houses cleared out. Like, I think it's a bit unfair to say that we're not honest and there's a lot of badness in us.
Well, why would you be shocked at that? I mean, I know this from being in the field. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like, there's a lot of badness in us, meaning what, like?
Meaning that people, Irish people, are not truthful. We're shit stirrers.
And what does this have to do with paranormal activity?
It's all about energy and stuff around you. If you Google it, you'll find out. Like I said, I don't have to be popular. I'm not on the show to be popular. I'm on the show to tell of my experiences and the truth.
Right. And what's the exorcist going to do?
Well, the purpose of an exorcist is to help an individual. It's not to help the house or where the stuff's going on. Like I say, most of the energy and stuff of that nature comes from the people themselves. So the people need to be cleansed or just to do it. The reason an exorcist is first of all, they're known and recognized by the Catholic Church, but there are different types of exorcists. There's those that tie people down and while they're being, exorcised. But in my personal belief, that doesn't work. I think you could use people like Buddhist priests, are really, really good. Buddhist monks are very good because they don't go in for all the holding the person down, because there's cases all over the world where people can be injured and even die through exorcisms for being physically held down.
Right, so they're kind of replacing the bad energy with good energy. Is that the idea? And how close, you know, the depiction we see in the film The Exorcist, and I think the play is on at the moment in the Gaiety, how close is that to anything that you would have witnessed in any of possessions that you've seen?
I've been on quite a few. I'm not going to mislead you. I haven't seen anything as ridiculous as they show on shows or films. But there are things out there that will blow your mind. There's people out there capable of doing terrible things. One of the big things with people that would be possessed would be smell. A horrendous smell that emanates from them and the room. One of the things that I've learned over the years to confuse bad entities is to rearrange your room. For instance, if somebody's listening now and they're having problems in the home, check if the foot of your bed is facing your bedroom door. And if that is, that's known as the death position. If that is, to move it around. And we've found over the years with different people that when you change the style of your room and the layout of the room, things can change dramatically.
So the foot of your bed shouldn't be facing the door. I think in most bedrooms, the foot of the bed, everyone just got chills there going, oh God, I'm in the death position.
It doesn't happen to everybody, but if you look at it logically, it's a quick exit out of a place. One thing about the paranormal entities, now we're talking about entities only here, entities get confused to see room arranged in a different way. Now nobody knows why that is, but they get really, really confused, and people that have been in the field for years tell people to actually do that, to change things around. An animal, a pup in particular, or a dog in a home can make an incredible difference to activity. And young children, I'd advise parents, if a child is telling them there's something in the room, there probably is, because why would a child come up with the notion If you just think of it logically, why would a young child just come up and say, oh, there's something in the room, you know?
A lot of people might say it's their imagination. But look, I'm sure we could talk forever on it, but Fintan Cullen from Irish Ghost Hunters, where can people find out some more info on you if they are interested?
Well, if they go to facebook.com, original IGH, or just Google Irish Ghost Hunters, and our next show live on the internet is at the rectory, the Sharon Rectory, which is going to be very controversial on the 23rd of November.
Okay, Fintan, thanks a million for that.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye. Well, there you go. I wouldn't have known. Maybe they don't need an exorcist. Maybe you just need a good feng shui expert and everything will work out that way. What do you think?